Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. Nashville Electric Service wasn't ready when Winter Storm Fern knocked out power to nearly half of its customers in January. That's one finding of an independent consultant's initial review released last week. In fact, the utility's emergency plan had only looked at impacts of up to 50,000 customers. The deadly ice storm left more than four times that many without electricity. The report also says NES's response plan lacked detail, scalability, and guidance. There were issues with its incident command structure that led to communications problems, and its systems struggled to estimate how much help NES needed or the time it would take to restore power, a process that ultimately took 16 days. The report, based on NES data, documents, and staff interviews, is not final. It's also separate from a commission former Governor Phil Bredesen is chairing to review how NES handled the ice storm. Going forward, the report recommends stepping up the utility's emergency response planning, training, and exercises. It also suggests administrators update incident command and storm communications plans. NES says it's already working on improvements. A new state law allows parents to challenge suicide rulings instead of just spouses. News Channel 5 reports the law was introduced after advocacy from Jamie Dickerson, whose daughter April Holt was found dead in 2024 with a plastic bag taped around her neck. Dickerson found her daughter's death suspicious. Holt recently filed for divorce and had bruises on her body, but the mother wasn't able to challenge the suicide ruling. She eventually managed to get a confession from her daughter's husband in the case. She hopes the law, which has been signed by the governor, will help other parents challenge suicide rulings, access records, and request interviews in similar cases. A Rutherford County nonprofit that serves child abuse and child sex abuse victims involved in the justice system will move soon. The Child Advocacy Center in Murfreesboro has a new building that quadruples its office space. That's to make more room for forensic interviewers and, if all goes according to plan, clinic space for mental health services. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.